Welcome in. In this beginner Ableton Live lesson, we're building a classic 90s rave-style bass that sits cleanly under jungle breaks. Tight, punchy, rolling but not stepping on the kick and snare. And we're doing it with stock Ableton devices only. The big idea is simple. We're going to split the bass into two layers. One layer is the sub. It's boring on purpose. Mono, stable, and solid. The other layer is the rave mid-bass. That's where the attitude lives, the detune, the filter movement, the grit. Then we glue them together, and we lightly sidechain them to the break so the drums stay in charge. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo somewhere in the jungle zone, 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to start at 168. Now create two MIDI tracks. Name the first one Bass SUB. Name the second one Bass Rave MID. Select them both and group them. Call the group Bass Bus. Before we even touch the bass sound, we're going to bring in the break. This matters because jungle bass isn't designed in a vacuum. It's designed to lock to a specific break. Create an audio track called Break. Drop in a breakbeat loop Amen, Think, or any jungle break you like. For warp mode, try beats mode first. It's often punchier for breaks. Make sure it's preserving transients so the hits stay crisp. If it gets too clicky or weird, you can try Complex Pro, but start with beats. Now put EQ 8 on the break track. Do a gentle high pass around 30 Hz. That's just cleaning rumble you don't need. And if the break feels boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Subtle moves. We're not trying to change the break's vibe, just make space for the bass. Quick coach note. In jungle, the kick inside the break is often the boss of the low end. That kick transient is the thing that tells your ear this slams. So we're going to mix the bass into that. Not fight it. Cool. Now the sub layer. On bass sub, load operator. Set the algorithm to A only so we're using one oscillator. Set oscillator A to a sine wave. Pull the level down a bit around minus 60 beat is a good start. Leave headroom early. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Now shape the amp envelope. Set attack to basically zero, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, so it's not holding forever. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Here's why. At 168 BPM, long sub notes will blur into the snare tail and make the whole groove feel like it's dragging. Short notes keep it tight and rolling, and that little release prevents clicks without turning into mud. After operator, add utility. Set width to 0% so the sub is mono. Always. The club does not want stereo sub. Optional, but useful. Add saturator after utility with very light drive, like 1 to 3 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then trim the output so it's not just louder. This is not make it distorted. This is make it slightly thicker and more audible. Now the fun part. The rave mid layer. On bass rave mid, load wave eatable. For oscillator 1. Choose a saw wave from basic shapes. Oscillator 2 also a saw. Turn on unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and set the amount around 10 to 20%. You're going for width and thickness, not a super saw trans wall. Now filter it. Choose a low pass 24 dB filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 20%. If there's a filter drive control, add a bit just enough to add character. For the amp envelope, keep it snappy but not clicky. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Decay 200 to 500 milliseconds. Sustain around 0 to minus 6 dB. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Now we add movement. Put an LFO on the filter cutoff. Sync it to the tempo. Try 1/8 or 1/16. Use a triangle shape for a smooth roll. Keep the amount subtle. This is one of those jungle mixing truths. If the movement is too big, your bass stops feeling like a foundation and starts sounding like a lead. Extra sound design trick, still beginner friendly, instead of relying only on an LFO, you can make the mid layer speak per note. In wave eatable, assign envelope 2 to the filter cutoff, with a decay around 150 to 300 milliseconds, small to moderate amount. Now every note has a little wow at the start, which reads super classic rave under breaks. Now add processing on the mid layer, after wave eatable. First, saturator. Drive it harder than the sub. Try 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. This is where we earn the rave part. Then EQ 8. High pass this mid layer around 120 to 180 Hz. And don't feel guilty about it. The sub layer is doing the low end job. The mid layer is here for bite and presence. If you need more presence, try a small boost somewhere between 700 Hz and 2 kHz. If it's harsh, dip around 3 to 5 kHz. Optional, auto filter after EQ if you want some rave sweep moments later. You can map that cutoff to a macro and automate it for transitions. Now we write the bass line, and this is where Jungle either starts to feel right or it doesn't. Create a 2-bar MIDI clip on the sub track, then copy those notes to the mid track so both layers play the same pattern. Let's pick a key that feels classic and dark, F minor. It's a good starting point and it sits nicely in drum and bass. Here's the mindset. Rolling bass is more about rhythm than melody, so we'll mostly hit the root, F, and occasionally use G sharp, the minor third, or C, the fifth, as little flavors. For rhythm, think short eighth notes with intentional gaps around the snare. A simple concept for 2 bars could be hits on beat 1, the end of 1, the end of 2, beat 3, a quick hit late in 3, and the end of 4, then bar 2. Keep a similar shape but slightly change the ending so it loops with energy. Keep note lengths short, somewhere between a 16th and an 8th note. Start with consistent velocity so you can hear the pattern clearly first. Now a really practical Jungle tip. Many breaks have their main snare energy around beats 2 and 4, but the exact slices vary. So do this check. Solo the break and the bass bus together and loop 1 bar. Ask yourself 3 questions. Can I clearly hear the kick transient? Does the sub feel steady, not wobbly or blurry? Does the snare still crack and feel loud? If any answer is no, don't add more processing yet. Fix it at the source. Shorten the MIDI notes. Adjust the sub release, or raise the mid layer's high pass a bit more. This checkpoint loop fixes so many beginner problems it's almost unfair. Another coach note, if your sub is hitting exactly on top of the kick heavy slice in the break every time, it can feel like a flam, like 2 low-end hits fighting for the same moment. You can solve that by skipping that bass hit, or even nudging it a few milliseconds late so the kick transient speaks first. Also, tune check. Drop a tuner on the sub track, hold your root note and make sure it reads cleanly. If the pitch seems unstable, it's often because the sub got too distorted, or you accidentally added pitch modulation. Sub wants to be reliable. Now let's glue the 2 layers into 1 instrument. On the bass bus group, at EQ 8 first, put a very gentle high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. That's just cleaning sub rumble you can't really use musically. If the bass feels muddy, try a tiny dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Small moves. Jungle bass should feel solid, not cloudy. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. This isn't for smashing. This is for making the sub and mid feel like they belong to the same instrument. Then add a limiter as a safety net. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. You only want it catching the occasional peak, like 1 or 2 dB max. If it's working hard, something earlier is too hot. Now the sidechain. This is the secret weapon for clean jungle bounce. Even though we're not going for that huge house pump, add a regular compressor after the glue on the bass bus. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your break track. Start with ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. Then lower the threshold until you see about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction when the loud break hits happen. Your goal is simple. The break punches through. The bass stays present. If it starts breathing like a house track, ease up the threshold or shorten the release. Jungle likes control, not obvious pumping. If you want a more advanced but still easy approach later, you can duck only the sub with its own sidechain compressor and keep the mid more steady. But for now, bus sidechain is a solid start. Let's turn this into a quick 16-bar idea so it feels like a real track. Bars 1 through 4. Intro tease. Filter the breakdown with an auto filter and slowly open it. For the bass, use mid layer only, and high pass it even more, like up at 250 Hz, so it feels like a hint of bass rather than full weight. Bars 5 through 8, the drop, full break, full bass, sub plus mid. Keep it simple and let the groove do the talking. If you want, add 1 stab or 1 shot hit sparingly, but don't clatter the low end. Bars 9 through 12, variation. For 1 bar, remove the sub layer entirely to create tension, then bring it back. You can also do a tiny fill, a quick 16th note run up into the root at the end of a phrase. Keep it subtle. This is jungle, not a bass solo. Bars 13 through 16. Second drop, slightly bigger. Open the mid filter a little more, or add a touch more grit. A crash or short riser into bar 13 helps signal the energy lift. And here's a really effective arrangement trick. Right before the first drop, mute the mid layer for 0.5 bar, but keep the sub going. When the mid returns on the drop, it feels wider and louder without actually needing a volume jump. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If the mid bass is fighting the sub, your fix is high pass the mid at 120 to 180 Hz and keep the sub clean and mono. If the bass line feels boomy, shorten MIDI note length and reduce the sob release. If the bass is clashing with break transients, use lighter sidechain or duck only the sub. If the sub gets distorted and unstable, back off saturation on the sub and push grit on the mid instead. And don't mix too loud too early. While you're building, aim for the bass bus peaking around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Loudness comes later. Before we wrap, two fun variation ideas you can try right now without rewriting everything. 1. Call and response with octave pops. Keep most notes on the root, but add a super short octave up hit right before a snare. Low velocity, quick. It gives rave energy without making the line complicated. 2. The ghost sub technique. Duplicate your sub MIDI and delete 30 to 50% of the notes, especially around snares, but keep the mid pattern the same. The character stays consistent, but the low end breathes more. This is a massive upgrade in clarity. Finally, your mini practice. Pick a break, loop 8 bars, write 2 different 2-bar bass patterns. Pattern A is mostly root notes with rhythmic variation. Pattern B adds one extra note, like the minor 3rd or the 5th, as a call and response. Make a drop at bar 5, bars 1 to 4, mid only, filtered, bars 5 to 8, full bass. Export a quick bounce and listen on headphones and on a phone speaker or small laptop speakers. Then adjust 3 things only, the mid layer high pass frequency, the sidechain amount, and the sub note length. If you do just that, you'll start hearing what producers mean when they say the bass sits under the break. Recap. You built a 2-layer bass, you wrote a jungle-friendly rolling pattern with space for the snare, you processed it with EQ, saturation, glue, and sidechain, and you arranged it into a simple 16-bar structure that actually feels like drum and bass. If you tell me what break you picked, plus your tempo and key, I can suggest a specific 2-bar MIDI pattern and some exact starting settings for the mid-filter cutoff and LFO rate to match that groove.